Staying in Africa, Kenya's president and prime minister-designate have promised to announce their new power-sharing cabinet this weekend. Both men noted that long consultations had been necessary to enable an agreement that is amicable and good for the country. Meanwhile, through counseling and play therapy, the Catholic Agency for Overseas Development has been working to help people overcome their traumatic experiences following the election violence in the country. Spokesperson Edwin Odeni of CAFOD's partner organization Operation Hope told us more about their ongoing efforts.
We came up with this initiative just to restore hope by talking to the people about the need for reconciling and the need to get back to their lives. We are talking of bringing people together, and people are able to talk to each other. People who could not see each other eye to eye because of their differences as a result of the election. So they're able to come together through some meetings whereby they can share their experiences. There are even young people who are really violent, and as we brought them together, they are now the ambassadors of peace in that particular area. People are telling us that through those meetings, through those talks, they are able to let go of what they were holding. And they're willing now to live together.